we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking today here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. The City Commission has a meeting tonight at 7 p.m., and you can view that a number of different ways. There's the city's website, cityofmhk.com/TV. There's also the Facebook page and Cox Cable Channel 3. And I see Steven's working the phone lines over there. I think we're going to have a caller here with a question or a concern. So hang on one second. He's punching it through. And we'll go ahead to the caller. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Go ahead, caller. Sorry, you're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you for all your efforts in the city, you know, and trying to take care of life's events. It's all I can do to keep the lawn mowed. But being around the edges and questioning your staff, it's amazing the understanding that they need to have for the city events and the city intricacies that go on. Thank you so much for dedicating what spare time you can to the city's needs and looking after our interests. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that very much.
Yeah, very much so.
Ron, I want to go back to something you mentioned here, that there will be about $108,000 left here in that the CDBG funds. You mentioned the alternative care site. That's still a possibility at some point if we have I imagine if we had a big surge in cases here in Riley County. Has there been any discussion about, you know, K-State dorms maybe coming available here if students don't return to in-person classes 100% here in the fall?
So I do know that K-State, in their plan, I believe they have identified at least part of a dorm that if they needed to isolate students on campus, then it's kind of like an ACS for them on campus. Whether or not that be available for the broader community is still undetermined at this time, but so certainly they're helping to meet some of that need. I know that as discussions have occurred, and they're continuing. But we do have some other alternatives for potential sites that are being evaluated. I know at least two sites that have been evaluated and are awaiting review by the state for confirmation, and if the state confirms that they're meet the requirements and would be eligible, we would likely be able to get FEMA funds for that type of activity.
All right.
Yeah, Brandon, I think you bring up a great question. I think for on-campus students, I believe K-State is looking at on-campus students and have maybe dorms or some space at the Jardine housing for some of the students that will be tested and might be testing positive, and they have space available. So when you have a lot of students living off-campus, and even whether it's in sororities or fraternities and such, it's always good to have, like Ron was mentioning, at least a couple of alternative care sites available when we anticipate anywhere from 15,000 students on up. It's good to have them be removed, especially if they're in a housing situation like a fraternity house or a sorority house, and somebody, you know, has to self-isolate or quarantine themselves. And also, if you have a nursing home, such as we did at Meadowlark, Meadowlark, I believe, may have a space already available for their residents, but in some of the other areas where you have a lot of senior citizens in one space, you might need to quarantine them in a different spot. And I'm glad that FEMA, you know, might be able to fund some of these. But finding the space is the biggest challenge. And, of course, the next piece is the funding. But if funding can take care of it, but finding space in the city of Manhattan to take care of the needs, especially in August and September, is going to be one of our bigger challenges.
All right. That is something we'll keep watching and see if anything comes with the ACS. Obviously, it's been hasn't been a huge need yet in our community, but that is not to say that it won't be at some point. As far as the general agenda here tonight at the City Commission meeting, we got a couple of items on there. Item A, again, more centered around COVID-19 information, and that's discussing 2021 budget reductions here, for departments there, 5 and 10% reductions will be discussed tonight.
Right. So at our last work session on the budget, we outlined some targeted cuts to areas that had a big focus on parks and recreation. It's one of the things that obviously we've done this year closed a lot of those activities due to COVID and also for financial savings purposes. And that was some of our focus, again, proposed for next year with some of the pools and some of the activities, focusing on seasonal positions as opposed to full-time positions. Mission wanted to see additional options for that. They didn't want to see a lot of some of those major cuts in those particular areas again. And so tonight what we'll be doing is each department will be presenting a couple different scenarios for reductions that they would make if we had to reduce the budget by 5% and or kind of a worst-case scenario, hopefully, by 10%. Both would have significant impacts. One of the things that's happened over the years is we've been trying to keep the mill levy impacts low, but we've cut a lot of our commodities contractual already. And so to make these additional cuts, we'll likely be eliminating full-time positions, or at least reducing those to part-time in some cases, depending on the department, and certainly some of the departments have bigger impacts than others, but fire department's an example, which is predominantly personnel. So it's hard to meet their budget targets by not getting into personnel. So those are some concerns, but it's important that the commission see what those impacts would be. We've also talked about varying that with some additional transfers from some of the other funds. Again, this is, you know, the challenging thing about this whole ordeal in setting a budget for 2021 is we have to do that in August. And so either late this week or next week, we'll get our results of our May sales tax receipt. So 2 month lag. And so here we are trying to set a budget for next year. And we really will only have about 5 month sales tax data. Which makes it pretty tough from that perspective when you rely on sales tax. We were a little bit pleasantly surprised that the sales taxes that we got this month for end of June was April sales tax was a little better than what we thought it might be. So we're somewhat anxious to see what those May results are going to be for projections. So we had indicated an estimated about 2.6, 2.7 million in potential reductions we might need to make if we have continued reduction in sales tax and other revenue sources. So, you know, one of the things that we'll be covering with the commission tonight is kind of our year to date through June revenues and expenses in all funds. And what you'll see in that is a lot of those. Other revenue sources that the city had, municipal board revenue, building permit revenue, other fees that we have are all down considerably, obviously recreation revenue. The other part of that, though, is some of our expenses. So we've cut a lot of those expenses as well. And so, you know, right now we're sitting okay, but, you know, if we continue into 21 with those same type of practices, those will have significant impacts on our budget, and we just need to prepare to adjust accordingly. And so that's kind of what each of the departments will be indicating. We'll be looking for direction from the commission of a budget to publish, and that publication, again, the commission is given direction. They don't want an increase in the mill levy, so the mill levy will be the same. It will generate a little bit more revenue just because the valuation is a little bit higher. And then the budget will actually be up a little bit because we have that accumulating sales tax for the special purpose sales tax items, such as the street maintenance and specifically the rec center. So remember, we're accumulating that cash to pay cash for those projects as opposed to bonding them. So that's one of the main things that's bumping the overall budget amount. So when people say, well, they increased the budget instead of keeping it the same, well, the regular line items are either flat or down, and some of those special funds is where those increases are causing the overall budget to be up slightly.
Okay. There's obviously some tough decisions coming before you guys, Mayor Reddy. What are you anticipating here with discussions tonight?
I think this commission is going to go on the conservative side, and it's going to be a tough discussion. It has been up until now, and it's going to be even more challenging this evening. You know, when you have social services and we have outside agencies such as social services, RCPD, library, but now looking at our own internal operations and figuring out how to, have as good services as we can on a very limited budget. And we did commit to not raising the mill levy. You know, the pandemic kind of changed everybody's perspective, especially mine. I don't know. I can't speak for other commissioners. I think when people, so many people have lost their jobs, and then schools had shut down, and now they have to take care of their children. And if they're working remotely, it's harder to work remotely and educate your child at home. So there was just so many challenges that we were facing in the past few months. And those challenges might be similar for the next few months. So I want to make sure we are at least sensitive to the financial needs of our families in our community, but also maintain services so that we are still a well-run city. And balancing those out will be our toughest challenge this evening. But I think we can do it. It's not a fun place to be, but I am glad that we're looking at Spark funding. And, you know, you just talked about the CARES Act funding for CDBG. So there's some little spots where we can fill in some gaps. It certainly won't take care of everything. One of the highlights was when the airport got the CARES Act money, and it covered all of their operational costs as well as staff and the businesses that are renting from there. So I wish we had more funds of that sort for our community, but we don't. So we are going to be looking at places to cut and see what we need to do as we move forward. We would like to have Parks and Rec open as much as possible next year. We certainly want our pools open and programs for our children. I think quality of life is one of the reasons citizens like to live in Manhattan, and we want to continue that. I think that's something we will have a closer look at as we look at the budget this evening.
All right. We're going to get to a break here in a moment. Let's take a break now. We got a caller who will stand by through the break, and we'll get to their question after this on News Radio KMAN.